dearest listeners, your favorite podcast host, Adibola, is back with another episode. Don't forget to share it with your friends and anyone else you care about, and you would love to enjoy this podcast. If you haven't listened to my previous episodes, please do, and don't forget to also rate the podcast if you are listening on any rateable devices or podcast apps. Also follow our Instagram page at loat_podcast, LOAT_podcast. Thank you and enjoy this beautiful episode. Bola, and I'm the host of this podcast. It's been a while. I recorded an episode. A lot of things have been happening. First off, I've been lazy, I've been procrastinating, I've been doing a lot of things that were not necessary. But then, obviously, I had friends that gingered me back to come and continue, and I have friends that would also do some violent things to me if I don't continue these episodes of my podcast. So basically, this is going to be my IT chronicles. And then for anybody that doesn't really know what IT means, it's called internship. So this is going to be my internship chronicles. I'm going to tell you guys of the hustle, bustle, and all the stress that comes with doing an internship in Lagos, Nigeria. So basically, if you know, Nigeria is in West Africa, and in Nigeria there are many states, but I reside in Lagos and I decided to do my IT in Lagos. Lagos is the ghetto of Nigeria, like it's the real deal. We have a lot of unnecessary activities in Lagos. Lagos is overpopulated. There's always traffic. Like, there are so many things that always happen. And if you ask anybody that's ever done IT before, it's always stressful. So basically, I decided to do IT because I'm in my second to the last year of my stay in university. And I felt like the IT was going to be like an added advantage for me, so I should do it. And then, like, so when it's time to get a job in future, I have an idea of what I want my career to be, and then I also like know how the workspace is. So as you all know, or if you don't know, I go to Covenant University. And then when I was in school, I applied for IT letters. So normally, my course, economics, we don't do IT because everybody always thinks that we can work in any sphere or aspect of life because we do a largely broad number of things. But I've come to disagree because I think that economics doesn't actually necessarily make you able to work in everywhere. Like, you cannot work everywhere even if you are doing economics. Like, there are some places that you may still not be able to work even if it relates to a lot of places. So in school, we don't normally do IT, so we had to apply for internship letters from school, and then they gave us. So I sent my IT letter to my parents to look for job place for me, because in Lagos, I have connections. 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 Because if you don't have connections, everything is practically or basically useless. Because sometimes you have to apply, but sometimes you also have to use your connections because they are quite necessary. So right from, like, I think April, I already started applying to places and or but like, I don't know, it's like companies on purpose, they do not answer you. So I just sent my IT letter and everything to my dad that, oh, he should help me look for places. But like, my dad did not look for anywhere. And then we vacated from school. And then I came home. And then I was always screaming, IT. So my parents were like, okay, let's try and look for IT place for you on the mainland. But I was like, most of the companies are actually sensible work on the island. So if I'm doing my IT on the mainland, I'm most likely going to like one small company like this. But they're like, no, they can't let me go to the island. There are a lot of things that are happening in the country. Blah, 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 blah. So, sure. I found a first job. My mom helped me get a first job, but my dad wasn't comfortable with the job, so I cancelled. And then obviously I was at home for another extra week. Then sitting down, I said sending my CV, my introduction letter, and my IT placement letters to different companies. And to be quite honest, then it feels like all these companies were not answering me on purpose. Like, they were like, ah, this girl, we're not going to give you IT. Stop sending us your CV, stop sending us your placement letter, all those kind of things. It was like, oh, these companies don't want me for IT. So it was very annoying. And then just sitting down at home, already, like, you know, when you've already planned your life that, oh, this is what you want to do, and then at the end of the day it's just in the mud, that kind of vibe. So that was it. So finally one day my dad was like, okay, send your CV, send your CV, send your placement letter, send your this, send your that, I found one company, blah, 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 blah. Then I sent everything, and then that was the beginning of the whole stress and wahala in my life. So I sent my CV, I sent my placement letter, I sent my everything. So that day, after I sent everything, I got a call from the HR of the company that, oh, they want me to come for IT. They want me to come for an interview in the company the next day, like IT interview. So basically, you know how when you hear IT interview, you're already thinking, ah, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? What am I going to do that? But like in my mind, I'm just like, oh, I beg, I'll just go there tomorrow and I'll go and freestyle. And then anything that happens, happens. But like, obviously, I didn't just go and freestyle. I prayed to the Holy Spirit to help me. So that's, I'll not go there and say rubbish. So, basically, normally, Bola is an omoget inside. Omoget inside are those type of children that their parents don't allow them to go out. Anytime they are going out, there's driver or there's always mommy, take them out. So that's basically what I am, omoget inside. I've been an omoget inside for the last 18 years of my life. Everywhere I'm going with my mommy, I'm going with a driver. I've never gone on the streets of Lagos myself. So I got a call from the HR guy and he was like, oh, come to the company the next day for an interview. So I got a call on a Monday and then I was supposed to go for the interview on a Tuesday. And then because I've never gone anywhere before, my mother was like, okay, she'll follow me for the interview for the first day and then I would go myself for the remaining days. So I was like, okay. So on that Monday night, I picked my clothes, I ironed my stuff, I printed out my CV, I did everything so that, okay, they would think that, oh, this girl is very responsible. Obviously I am, but like, still have to like make the extra effort. So I did everything possible. I prepared myself properly for this job I was going for. The next day I woke up by like 4, I got ready, and then basically my mom was going to show me how to get there, because obviously I'm going myself, there's no driver, it's time for me to go and also the streets by myself. So we got up around 6:30, we left the house, we went to join the BRT bus. BRT buses are used in Lagos, so like there's a card and then you put your money into the card and then there's a process. Then when you get to the BRT bus stop, you tap in, then you enter the buses and they take you to the nearest bus stop to where you are going to. So that day I got on the line, everything paid, entered the BRT bus, sat down and then got to the nearest bus stop of my destination. And then the nearest bus stop of my destination is called CMS. Got CMS. From CMS, my mommy started running up and down. We started asking people questions and then they like told us how to get to where we were going. So from CMS, you had to take a bus to Eco Hotel roundabout, then from Eco Hotel roundabout we have to go to the address of the company. So the company I was going to is called Sedcrest Company, and if you check the internet, their old location legally Ayorinde is what is still on the website. So obviously once I saw the legally Ayorinde, I already told my mom that I had the address. And then the previous night the guy was like, he'll send me the address, but like I never got a text concerning the address. So obviously me and my mom, we took the nearest bus to legally Ayorinde after we dropped at Eco Hotel roundabout. Then from legally, when we took the bus, we got to the Ayorinde, we got to the location, only to realize that the company had already moved. We now start calling the HR guy. At that moment, my mother was furious. Like, she was so annoyed that how come I had the wrong location, blah, 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 that didn't they send me the address. And I was trying to explain to her that, this was the address my daddy sent to me. This is the address I saw on the internet, blah, 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 blah. And I called the HR guy. He was not saying, sorry, did you get my text? This, that, those, that. Obviously. So finally we got the new address and then we went back, only to realize that where we were coming from was where the company was. And then we got there, my mom dropped me off and then she was going to leave, so she stopped to go and eat food and then I went for my interview. When I got there, the company was pretty cozy, it was calm, it was looking so beautiful. And then there was a guy, he came to do my IT interview. His name was James. So he came to do my IT interview for me. He asked me questions about myself. What do I do? I should briefly describe myself. And to be quite honest, if you ask me to describe myself or tell you about myself, I don't know what to say. Like, what do you want me to say? That, I'm a girl, I'm 18, I was born this. Like, I don't know how to describe myself. All those, tell me about yourself, write an essay about yourself from primary school, or write an essay about your excursion that you went for. I don't know how to write them. But like, I'm very good at I'm very good at essays, but like when it comes to personalizing them, I just become like, I write rubbish. So basically I did my interview and then I got the job, and then I said, and then the guy took me to introduce me to the company where I was going to work in, because Zedcrest is a company and then there are subsidiaries of company under Zedcrest. There's Zinvest, there's Zedvance, there's Zedcap. So obviously I was going to work in Zinvest. Then he took me to Zinvest to introduce me to the people there and asked me to pick up myself on Monday. I went the next Monday, and then the next Monday, what a beautiful day. I woke up, I dressed up and got ready to go to work. I joined the bus station at about 6:30 and then I got to my CMS bus stop by like 8:30, and I'm supposed to resume work by 8. Obviously I was scared that, come on, these guys are just going to vex for me. But like, it was first day, so it wasn't really bad or harsh on me. Then he spoke to me about what Zinvest, my supervisor, his name is Tosin, he spoke to me about what Zinvest is about, basically, and like gave me an insight on how the company is, what they do, all those type of stuff. So he gave me assignment and told me to go home. On my first day after work, I joined the bus station and then I waited from like four? I can't even remember. Actually, I waited for a long time before a bus came, and then the bus wasn't even going to the bus stop of my house, it was going to another bus stop. So I just waited, like, okay, at least they'll get to my side before they'll go to where they are going to. So I waited. I was at the bus stop till like 7. All my friends that texted me that day to ask me, oh, how was your first day? I was still at the bus stop waiting for a bus. Then by like that time, the bus came by like 7:15 thereabouts. By this time, my friends have started panicking. Like, I don't know. I think my friends are just my fans. Like, they're my fans. Like, the way they care about me is so spontaneous. Like, these people literally were so scared, and they were all texting me like, oh, where are you? I'm sure you're okay. I'm sure you're fine. Like, I've never had such spontaneous friends, but like these ones, they were so caring. And then I joined the bus, and then okay, we're going home. Obviously, by like this time, I was tired, I was hungry, all those stuff. And then I was on my way home, and then my data finished, so life just became worse for me. I didn't have data, I could not call anybody, I could not text anybody. My parents were worried, sick about me. And then my mother began to call my phone. Every time she called, it was forwarding to my other number, and my other number wasn't with me. So my mother was scared. She was sending me random messages on my WhatsApp. My brothers, my sisters, everybody was sending me messages, and I was like, huh? So these are how much people care about me. Like, it's so fun to know that, oh, these are the people that love you. Like, if something happens to you, they care about you so much. And then that day, my supervisor gave me an assignment to submit by 7, but obviously I got home late, so I could not submit the assignment by 7. So I submitted the assignment very late, by like 9. I sure got home. My parents were like, ah, we've been calling you, we've been texting you, where are you, blah 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 blah, that you sure you're okay, what happened to you, and all those kind of stuff. The next day I went to work, I met different people, and then I started working with Ifunaya. To hear the remaining stories of my internship chronicles, don't forget to subscribe and don't forget to rate my podcast. See you in my next episode. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you loved it. I hope it was fun and spontaneous as I said it would be at the introduction. I love you guys. Don't forget to share it to your friends, your loved ones, and whosoever I think should enjoy this lovely episode. I'll see you in my next episode. Bye.